We seem to be having a society-wide problem with an increasing prevalence of mental health issues, and we simply don't have the infrastructure either in private companies like Kaiser or in government entities like the county to deal with the increasing number of mental health problems.
Right, but the critiques that we were talking about right before we went on the air are not only about money, and you found one part of the report that was really particularly damning that we said you might be able to read to us.
Absolutely. This was actually one of the parts of the grand jury report that came from a citizen complaint. And the complaint was, why is behavioral health, in the case of last year, $10 million over budget? And in the case of this year, estimated to be $8.5 million over budget. But when the grand jury attempted to find out why that was, they met with a real lack of cooperation from the department itself. And this is actually one of the most damning paragraphs I think I've read in a grand jury report. It begins, leadership's lack of knowledge and understanding of government finance systems contributed to inaccurate forecasts of revenues and expenditures. Significant turnover in employees in key positions without replacing them with persons with equivalent knowledge, experience, and training contributed to a lack of understanding of vital budget and accounting processes. Section and program managers were excluded from budget development, contributing to inaccurate projections of service needs. This exclusion also led to the inability to control program expenditures. And this is really the kicker. Professional communication was stifled by a culture of retribution and neglect, which impacted the free flow of information, and this led to an egregious lack of transparency. The civil grand jury consistently and repeatedly requested fiscal policies and procedures from behavioral health, and none were forthcoming.
So, Laura, obviously, there's a lot of complexity here, especially when they say that there are so many layers that the department is not doing things right. But what's the basic overview of what they say should happen next?
So really, often the grand jury has quite detailed recommendations of what should happen next. In this case, they are extraordinarily broad. They say, for example, quote, the grand jury commends the Department of Health Services leadership in addressing the structural problems of past budget development methods and instituting robust and timely changes to ensure that this process remains transparent, accurate, and responsive to change. I mean, they basically say hire people who know what they're doing.